This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. Sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel. The gospel is how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, rose again the third day, according to the scripture. That is the gospel. I want to just make two or three statements, and we're going to continue on with our six principles, doctrine in Hebrews 6, 1 and 2. Very hard to talk because there's such a war, but we're going to talk anyway. People marvel about my ministry, or I should say, people with my ministry. They just make comments about it, and frankly, I don't, because I know I serve God. And I know if you serve God, He is true to His Word, and all of His works are done in truth, every one of them. And 40 years ago plus, when I was first starting to obey God, He spoke to me out of John chapter 15, bear fruit. And that's what I've been after all these years. But let me say something. Why? All the Water of Life boys are with me, and their parents, and the My Girls, and other people here in Plano and throughout the world, because God gave you to me. First, you had to give yourself to God. But we'll refer to that in a minute. Jesus said in John chapter 17, after he was getting ready or in preparation to go to the cross, he said he had kept all of the people that God gave him except the son of perdition. And he kept them in the Father's name. Well, I've kept all of you in the name of Jesus because the Father gave me that authority. You're not here because you want to be. You're here because God wants you here. Then, this morning, Kathy and I were talking, and she said something about it. And she said, well, did the Apostle Paul have people like this? I said, well, would you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I think it's verse 5. First, they gave themselves to Paul, to God. And then they gave themselves to Paul by the will of God. Now, I don't know how many of you gave yourself to God, but I think most of you have ultimately given yourself to God. Or maybe you're in the process of giving yourself to God. But, and God has given you a will to give yourself to this ministry. And that's why you're here. Not only here, but there are people like this all over the world that follow this ministry. Amen? They've received these teachings. Now, what are we going to do? Let's read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. But this is called repentance, right?
This is repentance, changing of the will.
Changing of the will. There you go.
Right.
And this is the second part of that.
Right. We're finishing that tape.
Of that tape.
That,
right.
That teaching. Yeah.
This is going to be rather lengthy. And I have noticed for years, and I believe for years that this chapter was written about and to the Catholics, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic, and every other kind of Catholic, and every other religion that has this kind of doctrine or an expanse of this doctrine, and many do. And this, the Catholic spirit believes that it is has preeminence in the church, and I won't say everyone, I won't even say that's the doctrine, but what I have experienced and been confronted with for the past 40 years is a Catholic spirit that demonstrates its preeminence over every religion and every person. Well, let me give you a clue. You may think you have preeminence. You may think that. But let me tell you, the Pope is not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's my Lord and my King and my Savior. Amen? And he leads me. And he leads this ministry. And I battle with this spirit a bunch and have it's been a real battle for the past couple of years. But I've overcome thus far and we're going on. So let's read this, verse 74, verse 1. All right?
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
Whoa. Look at this. The Spirit speaketh expressly. The Spirit of God. The Father speaking by the Spirit to the world that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from faith. Now, wait a minute. Is that what that says?
From the faith, yes.
From the faith.
Right.
The faith.
Right.
And the only faith that's correct is God's faith, the Spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13, I think it is. That's the only faith that counts, the faith of God. It's a spirit, and it's imparted by the Holy Spirit. All right? The Father imparts it through the Holy Spirit. So, some shall depart from the faith. Now, it goes on here, and it tells those that have departed from the faith. All right? Now, let's read the next verse.
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Whoa. They depart from the faith. They give heed to seducing spirits. Those spirits seduce your faith. They lie to you. And you believe them. And you're led astray away from Jesus and Jehovah. Now, let's move on slowly because it's very important that you hear this and that the spirit of devils hear what I'm saying by the Holy Ghost. All right, next.
And doctrines of devils.
Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines. Teaching of devils. Teaching of devils. Could you imagine that the church would have in a pulpit a teacher that taught by the spirit of devils? Could you imagine that? That's not only in the Catholic Church. That's in the charismatic movement. That's in denominational churches. For instance, I was a lay speaker in the First United Methodist Church and recognized by the bishop in Dallas. And I went to many First United Methodist churches and spoke. And you know, most of them in those churches couldn't even hear what I said by the Spirit of God. And God told me to get up and get out of there. Get out of the Methodist church in 1980. He told me this because they wouldn't hear me, because they wouldn't hear him. That really bothered me. That bothered me a lot, because I have a lot of friends in the First United Methodist Churches of America. That grieves my heart even now. But they won't hear God. Now, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and teachings of the devil. Did you know that there is a teaching? It's of the devil. This does not happen to be Catholicism. This is found in evangelicals, and especially in Baptist churches, that once saved, always saved. That is a teaching of the devil. That's a doctrine of the devil, plain and simple. There are many others the same way. I can see why I've been in such a war. Do you know that? War over for the souls of God's people who've been lied to and taught doctrines of devils. All right? What's next?
Speaking lies and hypocrisy.
Oh. Who are? Well, the people. The people that walk in these spirits, who give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, teaching that. Now get this. Read that again, that part.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy.
Oh, pardon me. Right. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Did you know one of the clear, I hate the word symptoms, Lord, but I'm a person that used to teach symptoms. But one of the examples, thank you, pushing something out of my own heart, of the wisdom which is of above, from above. You find this in the book of James. First, it's easily entreated. It is without partiality, and it's without hypocrisy. That you can tell what spirit you walk in if you're a hypocrite, if you're partial to your children and not that one's children. Oh, did you know I walk in a very difficult time in these last days, because I am not partial. The wisdom I walk in is not partial at all. And I'm no respecter of persons. Understand that? And I am not a respecter of my wife above every other woman, because all of them should be crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, they live, yet not they, but the life that they live in the flesh is by the faith of the Son of God, who loved them and gave himself for them. Now, if you walk in that, in a crucified life, you don't want me to respect you above anybody. But if you walk in the flesh, you may want to have preeminence over everyone. Not with this man. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I live is by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Otherwise, I would not be a true apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, speaking lies, hypocrites, could we go on?
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Now, you've heard it said, and that's an international teaching. I've listened to it more than once, that it's the demons having their conscience seared with hot iron. No, it's the certain some that departed from the faith. Departed from the faith, gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil, speaking lies of hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, standing in the pulpits of the world, saying, the Lord said, and he hadn't spoken one word. And you take his name in vain when you say that, and violates one of the Ten Commandments, and you'll be judged by all of them, all ten of them, because of what's happening. Now, let's continue on, shall we? Come on, let's go.
Next one is forbidding to marry.
Okay, forbidding to marry. This you find embedded in Catholicism. Forbidding to marry, in most cases, if you're what? If you're a priest, forbidding to marry. Then, right along with this, they say they are celibates. The priests say they're celibates. Celibacy, my friend, is a gift of God. And you don't take that gift, you don't place that gift upon yourself. Celibacy is a gift of God. The Apostle Paul had it. And this is why you see so much pedophilia in the Catholic Church. Why? Because these people are deceived. They've been taught lies by hypocrites, making themselves celibates. You can't do it, friend. God is talking to you by his Spirit. All right? Forbidding to marry. Look, God is the only one that can tell you to marry or not marry. I'm going to say something going to shake you up. If God didn't join a man and a woman together, you're joined to a harlot. And you're both one flesh. And the flesh of the harlot. And that's incredible. It's taken me 40 years to get to this place where I could teach this worldwide. This is on live stream. And the war is great because of all the doctrines of demons, of devils, that are taught by seducing spirits that say, he's a heretic, he's a liar, he's all this. Go ahead and say it. They've said it. They've written it in the newspapers. They've told it on radio and television. But guess what? I'm still standing, and it's the Father that holds me up. Amen? What are we going to do next, ma'am? How much time we got left?
Oh, about 10, 12 minutes.
Well, that's good. What's next?
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats.
Okay. Forbidding to marry. But now we get in to one that may or may not be Catholic. This may be all kinds of religions. And by the way, I don't know that there aren't other religions that forbid to marry. I don't know that. I think there is a Jesuit group, but, you know, I'm not an expert on religion, and so don't you try to instruct me. I just say what God wants to say and leave it alone. Commanding to abstain from meats. I couldn't believe one of the well-known Baptist preachers in the United States, I heard him with my own ears say, the Old Testament taught us how to eat. Well, the Old Testament did, but that was abolished on the cross. Abolished on the cross. Could we turn to Colossians chapter 2? I didn't know we were headed this way. We're teaching repentance. Change your will. Colossians 2. Is that it? Where's 2?
Right there.
What does it say right there?
Let no man therefore judge you in meat and or in drink or in respect of a holy day or the new moon or the Sabbath days.
I pointed right to it.
You usually do?
Yeah, no. Therefore, referring that Jesus overcame powers and principalities. He spoiled them.
Right.
In his own body, right?
Right.
I'm pretty close to it right there.
You got your finger on it. If you want me to read it, you have to move your finger.
Please do.
And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. No man therefore.
That's right.
Right.
Judge you. Right. Anything, eat or drink. What? He abolished every bit of it. Every bit of it. You can eat anything you have faith for.
Well, doesn't Acts say you can eat anything as long as it's not strangled or?
Acts tells us when the apostle Paul and Barnabas went up to Jerusalem because certain people from Jerusalem came to Antioch teaching that you need to be circumcised and keep the law.
Right.
And Paul and Barnabas goes up and they have a long dispute with the religious people. And the apostles up there at that time, the apostles received Paul and Barnabas. But the religious ones didn't. They disputed with them. Read it in the book of Acts. Four things they decided that you could not do. One, eat things that you should abstain from. First, fornication. Second thing, meat that offered to idols. Third thing, strangled. And fourth, blood. Those four things, it says it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and them. The apostles sent a letter with Paul and Barnabas. And I think Silas, he came later, I think, came and said, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and us. If you can do these four things, you do well. Well, you people got a whole list of them. A whole list of them. We have a ministry right now in trouble in Dallas and Fort Worth that had a whole list of things you couldn't do. And I've taught you for years this very thing. If you say, thou shalt not, you surely will. I saw a preacher the other day. I mean, I thought he was going to maybe persecute, maybe slay me. When I told, they were Baptists, two of them. I said, you know, I came to a place, I told God, I won't even try to stop sinning. This guy, oh,
yeah.
Well, I said it. You know why? Because I couldn't. The old man's got to be crucified. Amen. Got to be baptized into the death of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Get that. Now, can we go on?
We can go on. To abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth.
Whoa. Notice you don't abstain. But God has what? What's he done?
Created.
Created. Created all meat.
Right, to be received.
Oh, I know. But isn't that amazing? See, we have to pause a minute. and let the Spirit of God say, did you hear that? All meat God created. You better not eat it. Unless, what?
You receive it with thanksgiving.
Okay. And what?
And believing the truth.
There you go. Receive it with thanksgiving and believing the truth. That every creature of God is good. That is true. Now, let's move on slowly. What's next?
For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer.
And prayer.
Right.
Sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Did you know sanctification comes through faith? Did you know faith in the Word of God, the gospel, and prayer will sanctify anything, even us? Isn't that amazing? Is that the end of this?
One more verse.
Okay, I thought so.
If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained.
I knew faith was in there. Now, did you know I've been put off of television stations? I've been put off of television stations for teaching this. Right. Amazing. Sanctified. With prayer, thanksgiving. But let me tell you, this really irritates the devil. You know what God says about me? I'm a good minister. Well, doesn't he?
Yes. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister.
What? I wouldn't pass up the opportunity to be a good minister. Well, I wouldn't. I don't want to be a bad one. So, finish that reading that. We're going to worship God. What do you say?
Thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained.
Nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine. Thank God. One of my boys are going to come. They're going to lead us with worship, worship with recorded tapes of Terry Mai and Water Blind People. Amen? Thank you.
By this time alone, let thy heart please with me, cause of love, by hate and enemy, God's plan shall in triumph over me. By this time alone, let thy heart please with me, for thou, O Lord, is God's enemy, but victory. For thou, O Lord, is set me free from the enemy.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at 9:45 a.m. Plano time.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.